قال الله تبارك وتعالى: قال اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وانه كان رجال من الانس يعوذون برجال من الجن فزادوهم رهقا. وانهم ظنوا كما ظننتم ان لن يبعث الله احدا. وانا لمسنا السماء فوجدناها ملئت حرسا شديدا وشهبا. وانا كنا نقعد منها مقاعد للسمع فمن يستمع الان يجد له شهابا رصدا. وانا لا ندري اشر اريد بمن في الارض ام اراد بهم ربهم رشدا. وانا منا الصالحون ومنا دون ذلك كنا طرائق قددا. وأنا ظننا أن لن نعجز الله في الأرض ولن نعجزه هربا. وأنا لما سمعنا الهدى آمنا به فمن يؤمن بربه فلا يخاف بخسا ولا رهقا. وأنا منا المسلمون ومنا القاسطون فمن أسلم فأولئك تحروا رشدا. وأما القاسطون فكانوا لجهنم حطبا. وأن لو استقاموا على الطريقة لأسقيناهم ماء غدقا لنفتنهم فيه ومن يعرض عن ذكر ربه يسلكه عذابا صعدا. صدق الله العظيم. These are the verses of the Surah, which normally is very famous in the fifth class. So when a student comes here, it's amongst one of the Surahs that normally really gets stuck. So the very unique surah which introduced man to a thing which was not normal. What the eye could see, what the tongue could taste, what is called the senses of man, that you don't need someone to come and tell you, let me tell you how the mango tastes. The man tastes it himself. You don't need to tell a person, let me tell you how this happens and how that happens. What you can see, that's already known. This Quran came to teach man what was beyond the mind. The beginning of this Quran started when the mind ended. That was the meaning of wahi. Wahi means that wherever your resources can reach or have ever reached, then there is a level where you will not reach. Starting at that level, this is where the Quran started. That is why in this world, what we call the modern world, the age of science, and so much of progress has been made. But in that progress, it began teaching the normal man that where your eye has reached, science is taking you to a level beyond that. And because the man started hearing of that level, he forgot one thing. That I had been given a Quran that already took me to a level way beyond it. Way beyond it. In between that, there is a gap. The gap is where the normal mind reached and the beginning of wahi. In between there's a certain gap which is called no man's land, open. You can call it space. Science has only started exploring space. In the exploring of that space, there are certain times where today's modern science, they take a lot of assumptions, take a lot of chances, they jump a little. And they try to say that since we reach here, it means that above the leads like that. Sometimes they scratch at certain places which wasn't right for them to scratch at. But because the normal man who was not given this Quran, he had never been introduced to the highest level. So when science just went one level higher, he got so much of happiness and so much of thrill, so much of conviction, that he began thinking that when they reach so far, whatever they say definitely is the truth. Whereas it was not supposed to be that. This Quran came to take us to a level where no matter what the resources of man reach, where they end is where this begins. So it was 1400 years ago that the world had a lot of jinn moving around. And they were given the chance to go up to the skies, sky number one, even higher. Before Nabi Isa alayhi salam's time, perhaps they were going to the fourth sky. It was an open world for them, although man was on the surface. But the jinn were around. Man believed in jinn, understood jinn. There were those who were scared with the jinn. There were those that worked with the jinn. There were those that benefited from the jinn in very evil manners. Every mighty king had a jinn next to him. The jinn would say to him, so and so are plotting. This group is doing something. They have their own. Or you have gangsters on the ground, you have gangsters in the jinn world. And people understood the jinn to a certain extent, but how much was supposed to be known was not known. Then came the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He changed everything in the world. On the day that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, 90 fires which for 1,000 years never went out. It was just being fueled and fueled. They worshipped that fire. A fire that never went out for 1,000 years, on that night it went out. No matter how much they threw into that fire couldn't hold. As though that fire was saying, my era is up. There was that water which was worshipped. That water that always went on a course, on that night the water went off course. A lot of things happened. There was a mighty thing that they had built in the lands of the Persians. It had taken them 90 years to build it. 90 years. It was the huge minaras. On that there was a huge stage that was holding, like how you have your roof, and we call it a slab. So holding up that slab, like how you have there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 small. There about 14 huge ones, 90 years it took to put this thing up. And Rasulullah, the night he was born, there was that quake. And one quake and so many of them fell to the ground, collapsed. That night, amongst the things that were noticed was the jinnah started screaming. That's why in Qasida Burda, when he described it, he said, "Wal jinnu tahtifu, wal anwaru sati'atun." On the one side, the jinn was screaming. On the other side, light was spreading. "Wal jinnu tahtifu, wal anwaru sati'atun." The jinn was screaming and light was spreading. What they were screaming about? Suddenly they were trying to go up to the heaven. وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْرُدُ مِنْهَا. They said, we had our places by the sky. Each one of us had a unique spot. We used to go there and not just wait and eavesdrop. He said, كُنَّا نَقْرُدُ مِنْهَا. We used to sit there. They had their places to relax by the sky. فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنِ. Says, but now whoever is just going next to the sky, near the sky, يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَصَدًا. He is finding for himself that there are stars waiting to be shot. From that day the skies were closed. Angels came. From that day the jinn were never allowed back even into the first heaven. Whatever they were going to get now was going to be whatever they would pick up from the earth. They still masters, but masters of deception. Rasulullah described it. He said how they would go up to the skies, because a Sahabi radiallahu anhu came and said, oh Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But remember now, before this Quran came, I'm taking you into that life, because you have to know the beginning to understand the ending, and to understand what was meant with the coming of wahi. What happened at the beginning, it's shaitan's desire, it must blast at the ending again. I will mention this to you so that we don't fall into the same trap. When wahi came, 40 years before wahi, the world changed. It was the last time the jinn were going to go in the sky. They were not going to go. They lost their seats. For 40 years, they now moved around. وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي. We don't know. أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. For 40 years as they went around. Every time they're going to the sky, another star is shooting at them. For 40 years they said, we cannot understand. Is it evil that has been written for the people on the land? Am arada bihim rabbuhum rashada? Or is there some goodness that has been written? Is the last day coming? That's why we're not going up. That 40 days of not knowing anything was for the jinn to say to the world, the day I tell you your mother-in-law made jadu on you, you must say to me, for 40 years you couldn't work out what was happening, going round and round in circles. How are you picking up? It's my mother-in-law making the jadu on you. The biggest liar that has ever been put on earth is called a jinn. The biggest liar. From the jinn, the one that really shone the most. There was a time that there was no man, it was only jinn. Those jinn were like whatever you hear about in the cartoons, in the comics, and you think there's no reality. Once upon a time, that was the jinn. They had huge wings, they had ugly faces, they had huge horns, each one was bigger than the other. There was no man. They want to call it a dinosaur age. You don't believe in that dinosaur age. This is a couple of things that I am going to mention. What science says, three quarter of what they say is a jump. It's a jump. They scratch little at the surface beyond what the normal mind could see. But just like what the jinn did, once they knew, they got the grip of the mind of the normal individual. They started shooting stars. And they shot a lot of stars. And people who believed them really fell far. Now today, in today's time, on the open internet, at least today we'll understand that the whole world never believed them. You'll always find something called the alternative news site. Alternative means what? That there's a story besides their story. Suddenly it meant everyone never believed their story. Suddenly you'll hear after a few years that we found out that this medicine is not good for you. Not good doesn't mean today it never became good. It means it was never good for you. But as long as they said it's good, people believed it as though it was the absolute truth. There's nothing absolute about them. It's a chance. And many things they jumped. Some, they don't know why they jumped. They jumped into a theory that how did man come in the world. Before they made the theory, they understood every Jew, every Christian, every Muslim, and even among the other faiths who had a little bit with the divine scripture, every one of them understood that the first man that came on earth was created not on earth, he was created in a heaven. He was created in his own garden. He was created, Allah Tabarakallah says, I created him with my own hand. Meaning there was no in between. Almighty Allah had the angel. Jibreel alayhi salam brought the sand. An entire mold was made. Iblis, what we call Shaitan today, was told, go and visit it. Angels visited it. That mold stood unique. Nabi Adam alayhi salam wasn't born. It was a mold that was made, a unique mold. The angels had never seen something so unique like that mold. It was made in the most unique of the molds of the entire creation of Allah. Before that there was angel. No angel could match the mold of man. There was jinn. No jinn could match the mold of man. They were all told, go and see the creation of Allah. Everyone went. Every angel looked at it and was amazed. Iblis went. Iblis was not amazed. He was not happy at all, but he couldn't say that it's not a unique mold. It was a unique mold. But because he was jealous, when you're jealous of something, ask that first wife how she looks at the second wife. When the man takes the second one, he must ask his wife the next morning how you felt her. He says, didn't you see that dirt in her ear? She saw the dirt, he never saw it. He said, I saw there was a nostril here. By the nostril there was some dirt, you never saw it. No one saw it, she saw it. If you don't like someone, you'll see only dirt. If anyone saw dirt in man, it is the jinn. Anyone saw dirt. But which jinn? That's what I wanted to mention. There were mighty, mighty, filthy, filthy jinn, and on that we went off. Science spoke about dinosaurs. And they really went into the billions and billions of years of dinosaurs. There was no need to go so far. In today's time, they are now finding some of those whales and sharks which they said had become extinct million years ago. But they're finding them in the waters alive today. Now when they're finding them, they don't know what to say. So they say, this is the one of the few who survived from that old zamana. There was no need to say. He said, this one died a few years ago, you looked at his bone. But when they found that bone, what was the need to pull it 50 million years back? They could have said 5 years ago this thing died. When Nabi Adam alayhi salam was getting tall, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described him, that's why me and you are the last who must fall for the light. Because that one who was not given wahi, who was not very made to reach the sky, he was going to fall in the space which is called the lies of the satanic world. But the man whose wahi took him up, and that is why in bayans nowadays I beg that when your child is of a young age and everyone is worried about putting him in a certain school, and before time he's put in 1 year, 2 years, they say, who's teaching him? This auntie is teaching English. That one will teach Afrikaans. They say, learn a language when you're young, you will master it. We are begging today. Find an alima who's ready somehow or the other to teach your child the language of Quran. Not just to speak the Arabic language, you don't need that. Wherever you go in the Arabic world, I visited many Muslim schools, and I look at the Arabic that they got, and it makes me cry that they got a lovely Muslim school, and for so many years they will teach their child Arabic. But the Arabic they teach him is when you reach the airport, and you have to say, where's my goods? And someone will say, how much is the ticket? When you reach the airport, in the airport everyone speaks English. You don't need Arabic there. You need Arabic for this Quran. The schools which are called Muslim schools must teach Quranic Arabic. They must not bother about the child talking, they must worry of him understanding. That child who can understand this Quran, when he will go to university also, which is called the den of the devil, and when that professor says something to him, it is only that child who read this Quran will be able to say, sir, but Allah says. But if the child himself doesn't know what's beyond that space, and that's what happened to most of us. We never understood our wahi. So we got stuck in between. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let me tell you the size of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. He said he was 40 zira. One zira is the space I put from my finger to this bone. But we will say 45 centimeters, half a meter. Half a meter is one zira. 40 zira going up was the size of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. 40 zira when he came on earth. 40 zira. 20 meters, me, I am about maybe 1.5 meters. So now you go up 20 meters and now you are looking at Adam alayhi salam. In front of that Adam alayhi salam, if there's a lion that has to come, how big do you think the lion will be? In our Kruger Park lion. That lion has to be also so big. When that lion died, what are you going to call him? We will call him a big lion. They will call him a dinosaur. The only purpose they had that for that word dinosaur is perhaps they never know about Adam alayhi salam, or they knew very well but they never want to accept. We don't believe they never know. The ones who are on the top know it even better than we know it. But they hated Nabi Adam alayhi salam so much that they could not say that was an animal in the time of the first man, because they did not want to believe in the first man. They wanted to go beyond the first man and say it started with a monkey. There was that monkey as he moved. They never went about his size. They never spoke about his shape. They never spoke about the greatest and most unique mold that the world had ever seen was the mold of Nabi Adam alayhi salam when he was made. But they know it. Iblis was the one who saw it, me and you never saw it. Sitting at the heads of all these master, what we call think tanks of the world, is called the satanic world. The story of Darwin's theory, when he said that the devil taught me this, he wasn't lying when he said it. It was really taught to him by the devil. And it was something to think about, how could such an absurd theory be accepted by every university in the world. It was when certain professors later on wrote that while I was at the university, I also did not believe it. But we were told if you dare speak against this, you will lose everything. When they wrote it, they also wrote it in an anonymous manner. that I never ever believed in it. You can't believe the theory. And it was not going to stop with one theory. The theory of the dinosaur in so many billion years. There is someone called Mullah Nasruddin. Mullah Nasruddin was that Mullah who landed up in every place and he said something that shocked everyone. So Mullah Nasruddin landed up in that place where one professor was speaking about a certain boat, what we call like the caves, and they tried to show you this is the proof of the beginning of the monkey. So as the professor was speaking and everyone was amazed and taking pictures, he says this boat was found so many, in so and so place. And with this boat we understood that this was actually one bird. This bird became extinct 5,700,000 years ago, something like that. So Mullah Nasruddin put up his finger, he said, no, you're wrong. It's 5,710,000 years. So the man like looked at him like shocked, like, you need to get it on the spot, like, you are a great professor. He said, how do you know? He says, because 10 years ago I came here, and that then it was 5,700,000 years. Always will be 5,700,000. They'll never change the story. You just take a huge number because you know no one's going to count. Let's go to another lie. How big the lie is, I don't know, but it's a huge lie. Then let's go to the sun. You say how far the sun is. So the only thing they just do is they put so many zeros and they know even if you try to reach it, you're never going to ever get to that. They call it a billion, they put light years, bright years, whatever years they want. Who's going to reach? Who's going to reach? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that at the time when the sun is rising, a person must not make sajda. He said because it's at that time that the worshippers of the sun fall in sajda. At that time, he said, Iblis or the shayateen, whichever ones, they place their horns by the sun. They place their horns by the sun. And as people are making sajda to the sun, they accept that sajda that they are worshipping me. What a word it was, what a sentence. But in that sentence there was an indication that the sun is not so far away because the jinn reached the sun. The jinn reached. So the sun is not so far. Because if you ask the jinn, like, can you go so far, like modern science says, the jinn will say, my friend, it'll take me months and months to get there. I get it. Sun is not so far. If you ask the science's world, is there a sky? They will say there is no sky, it's a reflection. You'll ask them, how do you know it's a reflection? They will say, we're scratching in no man's land. إِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. Almighty Allah said, throwing stones in the dark doesn't help against the truth at all. In this Quran we have spoken about the sky. Who spoke about it? Not the one who couldn't reach it, the one who created it. Allah Ta'ala says, remember, even the jinn, we did not take their mashwara when creating the sky. So let them not talk about the sky like they know everything about it. Even the jinn's mashwara wasn't taken. Where man will know what's happening in the sky? Allah Ta'ala closed the sky. When the jinn can't go through that sky, you think man is going through that sky? When the jinn cannot go through that sky, man is also not going through that sky. When that shooting star goes for the jinn, you think that shooting star won't go for man? When the greatest of the world had to reach sky number one, the angel asked, who is with you? Jibreel alayhi salam said, it is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The angel asked, is permission given to him? Jibreel alayhi salam said, permission is given. Suddenly a door opened up. Without that door opening, when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not go through that sky, you think Neil Armstrong went through that sky? Lies upon lies, lies upon lies. But the only thing they needed was one, it was called a camera. As long as I can show you a picture, you will believe everything you see in the picture. Man can never believe a picture is a lie. But when they reached the moon 50 years ago, they also showed pictures. And so many pictures they showed. of one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind. For the last 50 years, how many rich people of South Africa want to go to the moon? There are some people who say, I've got so much problems with my wife. The further I can go, the better. I'll pay any amount, get me to the moon. I put up one small villa there. Why are they not going to the moon? I went to look at this issue. Why are they not going to the moon from their own mouth? They said it's too expensive. The answer. 50 years ago, they made 3 landings on the moon with 11 people. It just had to happen. All those 11 were Freemasons. It just had to happen. Only one country put man on the moon. No other country has put man on the moon. For the last 50 years, why hasn't another man gone on the moon? Because they are so scared that if they take and somebody sees something, because nowadays cameras are not like the past. They are so scared if the mistake comes out, the whole world will know you're talking lies. You're a liar. Another reason why they're not going to the moon so much is because mistakenly they themselves said that going up, 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 Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, between earth and the first sky, there's a distance of 500 years. We were the only nation who already knew the amount before they came to tell us how far. 500 years journey. The aeroplanes haven't gone very far. To understand what is 500 years journey, one day's journey is 30 kilometers. 30 kilometers plus minus is a day's journey. 30 kilometers. One day. So 10 days journey is 300 kilometers. 300 kilometers this way is not far because I came so far. But this way is far. This way is far. Because when you're in an aeroplane, you see that the person saying on the aeroplane, we are so high. When he says we are so high, you realize it's not high at all. They're not high. When they're flying high, they're not flying 300 kilometers in the sky. 300 kilometers is only the journey of 10 days. Sky number one comes after a 500-year journey. 500-year journey. That aeroplane hasn't reached. Their jet hasn't reached. Their spaceship never reached. Whenever they reach in one studio maybe. And they jump, 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 and they said, this is the moon. A time came when they made a mistake. And they said, as you go up into the skies, getting into earth, but the sky hasn't come. You get certain heat. That heat can melt metal. So great they said this. Until someone asked, but if that heat can melt metal, then what metal was used to reach the moon? And then the whole story changed. It was amazing to see answers given at that time when they shook. Where some said, no, that time the country had the money to buy expensive metal. You don't have that money anymore. Where that answer is? You can't buy that metal. The lies of the shaitani world as it opens day by day makes me more sad. The problem why I'm mentioning this is, when that child is put in university, if it's not put in his mind from the day he's a young boy, that remember I'm sending you to university to become a lawyer. Don't believe everything they say. That child believes science so much that when the teacher says to him there's no sky, he believes there's no sky. Then when the teacher says, but in this book of yours, someone is speaking about the sky, that's when that poor child is writing a letter to us. But I doubt this Quran. I doubt. The reason is when he put conviction on something that was not supposed to be put conviction on. After that, whatever they told him. We met Muslim boys who said that this Quran is a book of noble character. It got nothing to do with reality. Reality is what science is saying. A boy who was hafiz of Quran said this. He said, Quran has come to teach us to be good. It's a book of character. Be good, don't lie to your money. It got nothing to do with the skies and the earth. That's a lie that this Quran came to start with the man and every resource of man and every resource of jinn comes to an end. That is where this Quran starts. This is not a book of character. This Quran is spoken about the sky. Allah said, I made the sky. Allah said, look at the sky. Allah said, you will not see one crack in the sky. He said, look again at the sky. You will not see a crack in the sky. That sky which was supposed to be a qudrat, a sign of the power of Allah. That child who's in university today looks at the sky. And that very thing which was established as a sign of the power of Allah. That poor child today looks at the sky. And that sky has become the reason of him falling into the sun. He looks at the sky and he says, there is no sky. There's a need for our children to learn this Quran. When that jinn after 40 years met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they started this bayan. In the bayan, so that was number one, the topic was satanic lies. Satanic lies means that while we are trying to become a lawyer, nothing wrong with it. A doctor, nothing wrong with it. You want to become a mechanic, nothing wrong with it. We need the university certificate. Lord, then when you need something, you just make level sabr. You need that girl, you make sabr with a father. The father tells you something in the house, you don't show off. But you don't have so much yaqeen on the father. You just tell your friend that, you know what, until I get the girl, I'll just say, Gigi Baba, Gigi Baba. But I only want the girl, that's all. Once I get married, after that, if my father will tell me something, I say, Daddy, you old. When we go in university, don't fall in love. You just need that paper, that's all. You only need a paper. Don't become so convinced with Mr. Professor that he is ready to rob you of your iman, ready to go with him also. We only enter university for a paper, get the paper. But the day the man hits on this Quran, and you say, I haven't come to lose my Jannah just to get my dunya. That Jannah is mine from day one because you haven't reached there, maybe you're scraping around. I already reached. Satanic lies. Whatever the shaitani world will say in university, whatever Google will say when you type something, whatever the robot will say in the next 20 years, everything comes from this. Allah Tabarakala says, in ja'akum fasikum bi nabain. Remember, if any news comes to you, don't jump and grab it. A day will come when you will be left shocked. So many lies. Second, the law of the jinn. That is what started. When science started in the world, perhaps you will not know this. We know it because we studied it. The scientific world denied the existence of everything and anything which the eye cannot see. Scientific world denied the existence of angels. They denied the existence of the jinn. They denied the existence of paradise. At that time, there were certain Muslims who wrote translation of the Quran. And it's the time that we need to say this. Because unfortunately, many are found still using. That was a time when there was a need. There was not so many translations of Quran. So one of the famous translations was the translation Yusuf Ali. There was nothing wrong. The translation was a good translation. The footnotes were the problem. Yusuf Ali, and we don't blame him, may Allah have mercy on him, what a work he did. And you don't blame him in that scientific world. People felt shy to say that there is something called paradise. Because the scientific world denied everything except what the eye could see. Angel was denied. Jinn was denied. Punishment of the grave was denied. Paradise in the grave was denied. I put my father in the grave, you want me to believe that he's enjoying life somewhere? He is enjoying life somewhere. Just because you can't see, it doesn't mean that my Allah hasn't got different worlds. It was such a hard time that the man who made a unique translation of Quran, he felt it hard to show that there is a genuine paradise. So he had to show it, it's a dream. Like how are you dreaming? You go into different worlds. So the woman of paradise will be in your dream, like how in your dream you see a pretty girl, but when you wake up she's not there. He put the entire Jahannam as a dream. The entire Jannah is a dream. The day you will die, you will dream. But that was the past. Today we don't have to be shy anymore against science. Every day the lie of science is opening up more. Today is a time where loudly we must say, you deny angels, you deny jinn. But today go to every house. Even the professor who denied the jinn is saying, hold some, you got a taweez for me. There's some heavy stuff happening at home. He also believes in the jinn. He never believed it in the past. In the past there was the doctor. The doctor said, when someone had a fever and one alim came and said, I'm reading some Quran. Doctor said, what you reading? This person, this problem, A and B, is not mixing with C. He needs this tablet, he needs this tablet. What you reading and blowing on him? Today the doctor is telling, Mursa, please blow on me. My every medicine fails, please will you blow? Today the lie of science is opening up. As it opens up, it mustn't be that me and you get left in the lie. 1400 years ago, Allah Ta'ala showed us the jinn. Today the scientific world quietly is showing the jinn. But look how they're showing it and look how it was shown. Knowledge that we got 1400 years ago, we forgot it. That is why whatever we're learning on Google, we're grabbing it so fast. So how is the jinn shown today? In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were people who worshipped the jinn. They called them the daughters of Allah. They said wow to the jinn. They were amazed by the jinn. The jinn themselves said, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ مِنَ الْإِنسِ. The jinn said this to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the first meeting. This is the power of wahi. Who would have took us to that first meeting? Where at that time the jinn said the truth. They said, you know, there are certain people, they started reading certain words in which they were asking us to protect them. The detail of it was, you were walking through a jungle. The jinn always had the lighting, I want to be noticed. It's their nature. Ask one jamaat that goes out in the masjid, old masjid. That night you will see as the jamaat is sleeping, the fan will start moving. So one person will tell the other person, how can you put on the fan? Put it off. The other person will say, I never put it on. Then someone will go put on the lights. As he puts on the lights, you'll see all the fans are off. Then they look up and they just see only one fan is moving. And then sometimes they might hear something laughing also. And then you see the whole jamaat in the bathroom. They run. We reached one time, Heidelberg, we had an old gym, old zamana, because we were the first masjid. The jamaat was outside. Fajr time, they were outside making istiqbal of everyone. Fajr time, ice cold, the whole jamaat is outside. What happened? One jinn put on the fan. One jinn. Today, because of what we call a burst of technology, it's very hard to explain this to you, but there's a burst of windows of the jinn. We will in the next few years see so much of happening of the jinn that used to happen in the past. In the past, when people would go through the jungles, the jinn would move the trees. The man who is sleeping under gets scared. He wasn't scared of a monkey. He was scared of another power. But the jinn was more scared of him than he was of the jinn. But the jinn just moved it to see what's happening. The jinn themselves said, when people started saying that, oh master of the jungle, give me protection. He said, their words gave us courage. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالُ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ. There were people amongst you men, يَرُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. They started telling us to protect them. فَزَادُوهُمْ رَاقًا. They made us bold. We were so scared. When they started taking our name, we started getting thrilled. They said, hey, you saw, he's worried about us. What a message it was. If you will show any thrill to the jinn, they're not going to leave you out. If you will tell a jinn start talking, he'll never start talking after. An army is told when a jinn comes into your service, take work from him but never listen to him. He will start talking from Adam alayhi salam, he won't stop talking. The jinn likes to be noticed, but their nature is, this is where the bayan started, the best of every jinn that the angels ever saw was what we today call shaitan. There was a time when there were many jinn, they were all rotten. So rotten they were that Almighty Allah through the angels destroyed all of them. All of them were destroyed. The best was what we today call shaitan. Shaitan was brought, he made sajda everywhere. He sat with the angels, he talked with the angels. He became the boss amongst the angels. But the day Almighty Allah gave shaitan one command, Allah Tabarakala says, Kana min al jinn. He was a jinn in the end of it. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. 1 second, and everything was gone. That's a jinn. You put your trust in that jinn. The best jinn that the angels ever saw was what we today call shaitan. You think you're going to get a better jinn than that? There's an army who will say to you, me, I need 1 million jinn Muslim. We say billion jinn can become Muslim, that's their nature. They become Muslim in this bayan, they're sitting. All of the jinn will be shaking their heads, say, wow, what a bayan. All of them will make over. As soon as they go out, all of them will be the same as yesterday. Jinn are like that. They like the light, you put it on, it's light, you put it off, it's darkness. That is the jinn. Allah Ta'ala says he was a jinn. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ in front of Allah. Immediately he said, I won't do what you want. That's the jinn. Why this is being said? Because when we are getting the burst of the jinn today, number one, the small child whose father's biggest gift for the child is open internet. Open internet. What we call it, uncapped. That uncapped means my child, my job is to make babies, internet is to look after babies. Once you come in the house, don't cry. Just put on something, it will keep you busy. You want to see lions, lions will keep you busy. You want to go Kruger Park, internet will take you to Kruger Park. You want to go Dubai, internet will take you to Dubai. Everything internet will take you. You just sit by the internet and don't cry. The child comes home, Daddy, Daddy, I want to play table tennis. You say, I'll buy you one game, you can play with the game. I went one place, I saw one man, big person. He was playing that game where you have to play tennis. Suddenly now, when you play tennis normally, you play normal, isn't it? You hit this way, you hit that way, but now on the computer, you're not normal anymore. Suddenly you have to go with the computer. So I saw one big person, and slowly he's going like this, and he's going like this, and he hit the ball, and I saw 3 people behind him taking a picture. And they were enjoying how nice he looks from behind him. But he was so thrilled about it. When you go in that world of the game, you yourself don't know how funny you are. When you put your child with uncapped internet, today parents are crying. Today the child is crying. He says, I stay awake for hours and hours and hours. And then when I sleep for hours and hours and hours. He says, when I enter that game, I'm in a war. I'm fighting a war. How can I sleep in that war? He doesn't sleep for hours. As soon as a person doesn't get his normal sleep, his mind becomes weak. A weak mind is the first target of the jinn and the shayateen. Why so many charity people are coming and say, you give ta'weez? There was no need for ta'weez. The jinn were too scared to come to us. When the mind of the child because of computer was made weak, as he's carrying on, you are fast asleep, 11 o'clock, but he's not asleep. Because that open, unkept internet, that game which is allowed for him at night, carry on playing until you get tired. When he does become tired, you just need one night, and he puts his head on the pillow, and the jinn says, you are my child after this. When it enters, he doesn't leave after this. When it enters, it grabs and it holds. One friend said, I'm trying to get that thing out. It's like I'm going through medicine for cancer. That man is reading and is pulling. He said, I can feel that jinn holding my liver. It's as though something is pulling my liver. In the ending, he said, I just gave up. I said, you just live with me now till the ending. The thing doesn't want to come out after that. This unkept internet, unkept, is opening up doors for the shayateen. Worse than that, They are those children who, as they playing, you allow an internet in a room where it is only your child and the computer. A time will come where on the screen of the computer, the child will see something which is not in the game. He will see a figure. That figure doesn't look good at all. But for that small child, he says, wow. He already saw that figure in cartoons. It looks so ugly, but that child looks at it and gets shocked. What are you? And suddenly the figure starts talking. It becomes the friend of that boy. You might not believe me and say this is all rubbish. That girl who was caught about last year in America, it was the mother phone to say, or the teacher phone to say, your child never comes to school. And the mother said, no, she did come to school. And then they started getting worried, maybe someone kidnapped her, so they sent people to search the school. And then they entered the bathroom. As they entered the bathroom, they saw that young girl, 9 years old, with a knife. And when the whole thing came out, but when these things come out, for some reason, it doesn't come out like all the other news. Quietly it comes out and it goes out. The whole story was, that day was the day to please her master. She had come ready, whichever young child was going to enter the bathroom was going to be sacrificed for the master. No child died on that day. They went to her room, they found the messengers and the letters. But the most amazing thing is, he told me to do it. He. And when they asked that child, who's this he? The only thing he said, no, he comes to me when there's nobody else around on the screen. Comes to me when there's no one around on the screen. That child was conversing with the jinn. That jinn became the friend. When they spoke to the child said, and if you know the jinn, my friend said to me, if you don't do this, I won't talk to you already. That child was so close to that jinn, so close to that jinn. But whatever hit the non-Muslim world, we are the targets. May Allah save our children. That jinn wants my child also to look at it and say, wow. People in the past, before the era of Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, called the jinn the daughters of Allah. They said, amazing you are. When I was small, there was something called IT. It was a certain movie, Allah save us, and we made Tawbah from these movies. But the people who made those movies were not just taking things from their mind. They were being given a script by the Shayateen. They were introducing man to the jinn in a nice manner. That IT was an ugly, they called it alien. There's no alien. That alien means someone from another planet is landing. No one from another planet is landing. They were around all along. But they wanted to introduce the jinn in such a manner that don't think they're bad, they're very good. They might look a little heavy and ugly, but they're actually nice. When the child sees that thing and he touches it, it's like electricity going through his body. He says, what are you? And finally the jinn will say, I am that unique creation, unique. How many boys in the rave say, I have met the jinn. In the rave I saw the jinn. I saw them with the colors. I saw their eye changing color. People became amazed with the jinn. People are talking with the jinn, enjoying with the jinn. This is the time to say 1,400 years ago we were told about the jinn. We were told about the jinn that the best of the jinn in 1 second became shaitan. Don't ever trust any jinn. They only want to see me and you suffer. Don't bring them. And how you get them out? And then we'll go to the last. If ever I see a jinn while I'm in a masjid and I see suddenly the fan moving, and I hear one jinn giggling, laughing, showing me himself. Oh, I look up in Hyderabad Masjid, the same thing happened after the jinn played with the fan. Then the next thing they saw, that on the minbar there was one old uncle with a masa. He was giving the khutbah, the adjutant. That's when they all ran out of the masjid. That's what they said, whether they were speaking the truth, but no one's going to be outside with the fan. If ever you land up and you see that thing moving, or in your house because the jinn are entering one room. So I'm sleeping tonight and it's hot. And suddenly I hear my one friend, Allah reward him so much. A time came that he had no option, he needed to rent a house. That was the only house that was so cheap rented. The reason was whoever was going in the house was losing it. So I have written an article at that time on Ayatul Kursi and the power of Ayatul Kursi. And women, they read, men don't read. So his wife read that article and they meet at that house. So she said, see this. But Allah's power, what we worry about that thing? People are telling us, don't rent that house. This is Qudrat. So he came to me, look at this. When you got yaqeen on something, he came to me, he said, I'm thinking of renting that house. So I told him, you know, there is some story about this. I was going to tell him no. He said, my wife, she read your article. I was going to tell him no. I said, even she had more yaqeen on it than me. So then he stayed in the house. And the boy said, years passed. And one day I told him that he was leaving. So I told him, like, amazing all the stories of that house. Because you stayed like so many years and your children grow up, nothing. So he said, no, who said nothing? It is there. I got a shock. So I said, what do you mean it is there? He said, no, they are there. There's a whole group of them. He said, at night we would even hear them playing soccer. He said, we would close one door and that was their side. He said, our children also knew at night they play soccer. He said, we don't think of it. I don't interfere with you, you don't interfere with me. If you see at night your tent moving, don't run out of your house. Because that's what the jinn said when man started saying to us, help, you got more courage. You have to learn to accept that the jinn are a reality. And they were always scared of men, but they no longer scared. They have become bold like monkeys. When you go to this resort, they say, please don't feed the monkey. Because the more you're feeding them, the more they're getting bold. They are already bold, the jinn. Now when I scream to them, I say, get out. They're not just going to go. But I can't, when I see them not going, run. Because I'm like that man who told the dog, whoa. The dog said, whoa. Suddenly I'm running. The dog will then chase. I can't run. I have to show that thing I am more brave than you. And the Kruger Park people made a lion move when they stood. We're not asking for that. We are saying that jinn can't bite like a lion. He can only make ho, and that's all. When he makes it, you have to be ready. So I said in one bayan, some people like this. I said, when you see the fan moving next time, and immediately you look and you say, the thing is off there. And when you look at the thing, don't run, but relax on your bed and say to the jinn, that you know, if you carry on doing the service for me, I can save so much on electricity. Just say that to the jinn. Suddenly the jinn will go somebody else's house. He wants to be noticed. When you don't notice him, when you laugh at him, when you make him like you are stupid, the jinn's intellect is very weak. Capture on that. People who have given dawah to the jinn, they say in 1 second I make him a Muslim. But the same thing I tell him, and in 1 second another man makes him a kafir. Their mind is very weak. When they spoke to Allah's Nabi, they spoke in that manner like a child. We never know what's happening. We never know if the end of the time is it good. He said, amongst us there are some that are good. Amongst us there are some that are bad. We are different types. They just spoke like a child. They are like a child. When you give them too much of thrill, then they're going to finish our lives up. The way we are giving too much of thrill is when Jadu now comes, and that's the last part. Inshallah, we'll live on that. Jadu is also a reality. Jinn is a reality. But not how science introduced it to us today. Wow, amazing. Some unique power. Rather how it was told to us from the beginning. They are an inferior creation. As long as they are scared of you, they will not harm you. The day you get scared of them, they are going to harm you. We were told the truth. First point, we were told, wahi, we started high. Science is only interfering with low. Don't be thrilled about them because a lot of things they're saying is lies. The third thing is jadu is a reality. It was a reality from the beginning of time. The basis of black magic is they use the names of Allah and they mix it with fulk. It was a science that was revealed also by Allah. No one picked it up. Had Almighty Allah not revealed the principles of it, no one would have made black magic. But this world was meant as an imtihan. Allah revealed it, Quran described it. It became the principles for all magic. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they taught us And there was this thing here that people would look at the stars. Today what you call it, horoscope. Are you Leo or Virgo or this day or that day? Allah's Nabi spoke about that. He spoke about there was the thing, they threw pebbles in the ground. And with pebbles on the ground, people could work out what's going to happen in the future. He said it was a science. There was principles of that science. Many of the Anbiya knew those principles. People learnt it. Rasulullah then gave us a unique thing that after this Quran has come, where he told us everything, and after the Sunnah has come, where he told us everything that's going to happen, the detail, what the need nowadays, but people are doing it. They go to someone who says, I'll read your fortune. Before they used to call them, I'll read it on your palm. They look at your hand and they say, you know what, you're going to get 3 children. You might get 3 children. But Rasulullah said, whoever is going to go to that man, he will lose his conviction in this Quran. Because when you get thrilled with that man, you won't stop up. You will go next to him and tell him, how many wives will I get? Whatever he tells you, you are going to make it happen. You are going to tell him, then tell me about this, tell me about that. As you are going, you are going to fall in the pit of it. Rasulullah spoke how he spoke. He said, it's not all lies. He said, the jinn do grab. He said, they pick up. They try to go to the skies and they grab from around. They got their own cliques. One clique is sitting in your house, you're also listening what's happening. Then he tells his friend, he also got phones, he also got WhatsApp. In his world, he sends a message, suddenly you land up by another army. That army says to his jinn something, the jinn says, this man got this problem. That army says to you, it seems you got this problem. You say, how you know? How you know that jinn hurt you at that time already? He took it from there, it came, that day system. Allah's Nabi said, they pick up. And because of the truth, you fall for the lie. Science is like that. Because of the unique truth, you also fall in the lie. You're not supposed to fall. There are certain things which they can't know. For 40 years, they never know what's happening. Sulaiman alayhi salam passed away. For 1 year, he remained standing. For 1 year, they never know he passed away. They don't know the unseen. They pick up bits and pieces. Allah's Nabi said, they join it with so many lies. He said, don't believe the jinn. When this jadu takes place, jadu is a reality. And it is on the basis of the names of Allah. And Quran spoke about it, that nothing, however, will harm man except with the permission of Allah. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ When jadu hits, our first refuge and only refuge is Quran and the Zab. That's our refuge. But when we go to it, Quran never promised that every person who gets sick will definitely get better. However, Quran said that when you have a problem, your only refuge is Allah. There will be some people who get afflicted with jadu and they remain with the jadu till the day they die. When they die, they are raised as a martyr by Almighty. The reason is that jadu is a sickness like how cancer is a sickness. The cancer patient really has hope the doctor will cure him. But we know that a certain man comes and the doctor says, you know what, I was playing games with you. I was just pushing it down, but it was coming. How many times we heard, isn't it? They went for the next test. And they said, it just resurfaced. All along the doctor told me, gone. How it resurfaces, you know, it happens. At that time, then the doctor says, hey, you know what, we can't handle it. There are certain people at that time, then they resign. And they say, Allah, if I have to die, will you be happy with me when I die? It changed their whole life. When they die as a martyr. There are certain people who get jadu. Quran cures some people, many people, and some don't get cured. The one who gets cured is because of the hukam of Allah. The one who doesn't get cured is also because of the hukam of Allah. The one who gets cured when he reaches a place where all his sins are wiped out. The one who doesn't get cured, he reaches a place where every sin of his is clean and then Allah takes his soul. He goes clean. Both of them made it, the cured one and the one who never got cured. And there's another one. In the search of cure, when he can't find it in Quran, when he says that this world is so important to me, if I can't find it in halal, I'll go look for it in haram. And if that ta'weez which that Mawlana wrote for me, which has the name of Allah, can't get me better, I will be ready to wear that ta'weez which got the name of the jinn also. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ. That's all the jinn wanted. Put up the name of the jinn and the headache will go. That's all the jinn wanted. That show me you worship me and I'll give you no headache. Me and you know we're not created for this world. Fir'aun had no headache till the day he died. None of us want to be Fir'aun. We came here to love for Allah. If the jadu does hit, and as the jinn are opening up today, black magic is also opening. It's becoming like a market. Every tent is now making black magic. Every jinn is going, each man got one jinn, there's a lot. As long as you're not knocked with this jadu, read a lot of Quran to put a barrier around you. They say prevention is better than cure. Don't do that which brings it. Number one, don't have pictures of loving things all around you. The angels don't come. When the angels don't come, jadu and jinn do come. Jinn brings the jadu. Today pictures are everywhere. So you're opening doors, cover those pictures, close those pictures, put a barrier as much as you want around you. Prevention is better than cure. Don't open those pictures. That child is sleeping, you bought a doll for the child. You bought it in the love of the child, in love you destroyed the child. That night when the child owned that doll, no angel is going to be sitting on that child. You wanted the angel to come. The most purest house the world ever saw was the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibreel alayhi salam was the most truthful that the world ever saw. Allah tabarakallah said, we gave it to the one who was the most truthful. We never give this Quran to anyone to bring down. Jibreel alayhi salam makes a promise to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will meet you at a certain time. The most purest of houses. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is edgy. Jibreel alayhi salam is not coming. He is not coming. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wallah, Allah does not lie, meaning the angel does not lie, something is wrong. Later on they find one puppy under one bed, he had caught in, that puppy is chased away. Jibreel alayhi salam comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you promised me a certain time, you never came. Jibreel alayhi salam says, we are unable to enter houses in which there are dogs and there are pictures. The most purest of houses could not get the most truthful of the truth to enter the house. You think mine and your house are going to get it? Today dogs have become pets. Not only dog, listen to this well. A lot of people think I can't have a dog in my house, I can have a lion. Dog, lion, tiger, they are all of the same class. Although if they know a lion is a cat, that's a cat according to the zoo story. Not according to the sunnah. The angel is not going to come and tell you, when you a cat, I'll come. It is only the house cat, that the saliva of the house cat has been made by Almighty Allah, not impure. It is only the house cat that if it licks me, I don't become impure, I can perform salah. Every other cat, whether you want to call it a cat or you want to call it a dog, every other cat or dog, it cannot be kept in the house. Its saliva will make me impure. If it licks that sofa and I sit on it, I cannot perform salah on that. The angel will not come in a house in which there is a dog, in which there is a lion, in which there is a tiger, in which there is a leopard. Today is a world of funny things happening. We go in someone's house, they come and show you my pet. That pet we have to run, keep the pet outside. Don't bring him in the house, because the house was meant for the angel. But Jibreel alayhi salam said, we can't come in, he's not going to come in my house. Who's going to come? Then the jinn are going to come. When the jinn are going to come, jadu is going to come. Take away pictures from our life. Take away wild animals from our life. We need them, keep them outside. If you have to have them on the phone, Allah save us. When your wife phones, you don't need to see her picture. You know her. You don't know her voice so many years. When she phones, you have to, it's you. Just have the number, there's no need for pictures. The more the picture is, the more the jinn are affected. Your child's picture is everywhere. The more the picture is, the more the jinn.